What is up? Thank you guys for tuning in to Project Life. I am your host, Phil Smoke, and this is Project Life. This is a podcast where I break down and build awareness behind life topics in order for you to build the most important project we have as humans. That project is called life. Project Life Episode 2. What is up? You are the person that you've been waiting on. You know it. I know it. But we haven't figured out how to do it. And that's why we are here with you today. I'm here with you. And I'm here to help you and guide you to figure out and to ask the right questions to get the right answers. Right? Because if we ask ourselves the right questions, we could answer ourselves the right answers. It's just like a Google search. When you put in Google, how do I become rich? But if you ask Google the right question, how do I become rich working 4 hours extra a day with the 4 hours extra I have a day in the right industry, and you really specifically ask Google the right niche question, I guarantee you it will give you a better result. And that is exactly, guys, what we need to be doing with ourselves. You need to be asking yourself the right questions so you can get the right answers. Because if you do that, you'll understand that you are the one who is going to be making these decisions and not the government, not your wife. Well, actually, sometimes your wife, right? But you're the one who is going to be making the right decisions. You're the person you've been waiting on. And let's dive into it. So like I said, most people are waiting for other things to happen. We're letting outside forces rule us when we should be ruling over the outside forces. We're letting, how many times has everybody heard this? Oh man, once this president gets, if he was elected, this is how my life would be. Oh, if this person did this, this is what would happen with my life. Or if I made that decision then, or if this happened then, you guys are living in the past. You're living in La La Land. You're living in a fairy tale land. We make the decisions. You have to own all the decisions that you made in the past. Learn from them so you don't make, if they were bad decisions, you don't make them ever again. You have to learn from your experiences. Understand that you're the one who's going to create the things that you want to create on in your life and nobody else. Because it's not going to happen if you continue to have that mentality that outside forces dictate anything. If your past dictates who you are today, because a lot of bad things has happened to all of us, that doesn't mean that we have to let those things hold on to us today. It doesn't make it. We decide. So you could decide to let them go, or you could decide to let them out. Let them be free. Be free. This is a serious topic because this is something that I've seen so many people challenged with, that they can't let new things happen in their life because they're holding on to the things that they didn't do right or something that happened in the past. You got to let it go. It was the past. The past is the past. The present is the present. The future is the future. There are three different times. Imagine letting the future, oh my God, the expectation. And then the other people's like, they hold all these things in over things that haven't even happened yet. You're letting the future affect you so bad that it's affecting your health. How many times have we seen people, everybody could attest to this, I guarantee you, live in the future, and because they're living so much in the future, they can't live in the present. And then the other types of people who are living so much in the past, they live in the past and then they can't live in the present. They can't let go of the past, so they can't live currently. And they let everything dictate what happens to them right now. And then actually you have the third, which all they do is live in the present. They don't worry about what happened. They don't worry about what happened before, which is fine. You don't want to fully worry. You want to learn from what happened. And you want to understand where you're going in the future. But you can't let them hold on to you in the present. You have to be lightweight in the present. You have to be like Muhammad Ali, you know, fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You guys get it. You got to be light on your feet. And Project Life people, let's make this happen. We have to have the awareness behind these topics because you know what? You are the person that you've been waiting on for change. Change is going to happen when you put in the work for it to change. Say this word, work. If you're wherever you're at, just say work. And then say it again, work. Because the work is what changes it. And it's not, oh, I have to work at my job. No, it's work, mental work, putting in the work every single day to not do what you said you were going to do long after the feeling has left you. If you said it before, you have to continue putting in the work. So let's flip the script, because instead of letting the outside forces get to you, we got to flip the script and say, I'm going to make the change first. I'm not going to wait on my mom or my family or my boss. People, you got to wait. Stop waiting for your boss to give you the raise. Ask for the raise. Push for the raise. You're the one who knows the value you bring to the table where you work. You can make more money. Let me say this again. You can make more money. You just choose not to. You choose to let that person affect you enough to not say anything. You choose to not put yourself out into the market when you know you could go and put yourself into the market. You choose not to. So if you choose not to, that means you can choose to do the other part, to do it, to flip it, and you choose how much money you want to make. How much do you have even your goals set like written down? Do you have your goals written down? What are you going to do to make your life what you want it to be, not what the market says it should be? We have to have true accountability. And when we have true accountability, we have true accountability for a couple things. Our actions, our thoughts. We are the ones who dictate what we think. Not our brain. You do. You, your heart. You create what you want to think. If you start thinking about something, you could turn it off if you want to. Change it. You're the one thinking it. Don't let your mind take over, because your mind is old. It just wants to survive. It has a survival mentality. When you know you're built for more than that, you know you are. Every single person is. Every single person has that seed of greatness. They have that seed of change. They have that seed where they know they could do. But you're the one who's got to make it happen. You have to put in the work. How are you guys letting fear run your life? That's the next question. Fear of what happened to you in the past. Fear of what's going to happen in the future. The uncertainty that I talked about in episode 1. How are you letting the fear run your life? We got to take accountability for our thoughts. We got to take accountability. We create our world. This world wasn't what it was. Our ancestors, the people before us, built everything that you see today. This is all from creativity, from other people, from artists, from the doers, from the people who can create and do and want more. So if that's the case, why are you any different than anybody else? It's fear. You're letting other people dictate how you are. You're letting their beliefs get you down. You're letting their conversation affect you in a way where you believe them so much you can't even believe your dreams anymore. You can't even believe that you can do all the things that you know you can do because you're letting other people's thoughts in your brain. Get them out, because you're the person you've been waiting on. You got to get them out. It's time to get them out. No one's going to make that change except the person in the mirror. The person in the mirror is the one who's going to make the change. Don't let other people's opinions run your life. Take them and write them down. If they sound important, they sound good, you could take it and learn from it. But don't make them who you are. I love you guys. I love people. I love creating. I love change. I love fighting fear, because I know everybody's gone through this. Who could even remember when you overcame a fear and how amazing you felt? Tell me right now, how amazing do you feel when you're like, man, I worked so hard for this. I failed like 10 times, but now I did it and I feel so good. That feeling I want you to hold on to. Take that feeling, remember that feeling when it happened to you in any other situation, hold on to the feeling, and then put that in every area of your life. Put it in your diet. Make it a lifestyle. Put it in every single area of your life, because the most wealthiest person is the healthiest person. Health is wealth, because you could be a billionaire and you could be dead tomorrow if you have bad health. Health is number one. Health is number one in the book. Take that feeling. Take that feeling of the overcoming of the fear of how you felt and change your situation. Put it towards something that you want to change. Put it towards your job where you're like, you know what? I'm going to fight for that next position. I'm going to fight for another job that's going to pay me double what I'm getting paid now. I'm going to fight, because that's how you overcame everything else. You fought for it. You put in the work for it. Let's get fired up. Make a decision today. Change your life. Change the course. Change the direction. It could change immediately once you make that decision. Get jacked up. Because what I could tell you, if you get fired up about what you're about to do, things just start happening. I'm fired up right now doing this podcast. It is 1:35 a.m. in the morning and I am jacked up. I've been up all day, been working on the phone, dealing with problems, but I'm so fired up to talk to you, all of you here on this podcast. I got to bring the heat. I got to bring the change. I got to bring the momentum, because if somebody does it, if I do it, I know I could inspire somebody else. And that is the whole goal. Once I help one person change, I've helped thousands change. I have so many testimonies of people that I inspired in 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11. I've changed so many people's lives because I didn't let their excuses get in their way. I came and I told them, your excuses don't mean anything. You're the one who can make this happen. Nobody else. You are the person you've been waiting on. You are the person you've been waiting on. And once you start making that change, the universe starts changing with you. God starts changing with you. Whatever your belief is, it starts changing with you. The energy starts changing with you. But you have to start the change. Nobody else. Not the president, not your boss, not your dog, not your goldfish, not your turtle, not your stuffed animal. You. You are. I'm so excited to see what's going to happen in the next 2 to 5 years with the information that's going to be pushed out from the people and the impact. I would love to know what you're going to create. I know what I'm going to create. What are you going to do? I know that I'm the person I've been waiting on. Do you know that? What do you know? I challenge you guys right now to change your thoughts so you could change your actions, so you could change your decisions, so you could change your life. I challenge you for that. I challenge you to challenge you. Life is what we make it. Do what you got to do. Get jacked up. Whatever it is, make a drastic move. Radical change sometimes are the best. If you're in a very decaying environment, get yourself out of there. Even though you might love some people, they don't love themselves, and in turn, they can't love you. Let's be real. If people that you hang around with don't love themselves, that's the first form. You have to love you before you can love others. You don't even know how to love you. You can't love someone else. If people around you don't love themselves and who they are, how can they love you? How can they give you? It's not saying that they're bad people. It's saying that they just can't offer you the growth that you desire. We are all seeds of greatness, but where are you planting your soil? Where are you planting yourself? In what kind of soil? Bad soil? Good soil? What are you guys doing right now? Where are you at? Because what I could tell you is it's going to take a lot longer for change to happen when you're around negative people. If you're affected by the five closest people around you, and those people are negative, and those people are skeptical, and those people are fill in the blank, how do you expect to grow? How do you expect to change? You got to get out. You got to do something. Only person who knows that is you. You know why? Because you are the person you've been waiting on. You are the person you've been waiting on. You could listen to motivation. You could listen to me. You could listen to Gary Vaynerchuk. You could listen to Anthony Robbins. You could listen to every single person. But what I could tell you is if you don't do anything, nothing will happen. You do the same, things will stay the same. You change, things will change. Very simple and practical information, my friends. Practicality wins in 2018 and above. IQ is not as necessary as much as EQ is in this world. Let's be honest, IQ is fading away. Emotional intelligence is the future because we have to understand our emotions in order to move forward and create a new life. We have so much IQ and information already out there. We have the internet. We don't even need to be learning the things that are in school, let's say about 80% of it, because you could just look it up on the internet instantly. How much are you going to need to understand about algebra if you don't even want to do math? Why do you need to understand these things? I'm fired up. I am fired up and I'm ready. I'm ready for the change that's going to happen in you guys' life. And the call to action is coming in right now and I'm fired up. The call to action today is going to be, what is the one thing that you know you can change? And write it down. What is the one thing that you know that could change? Write it down and work on that one thing. The best thing that you know that will be able to help you create the space that you want in your life for the change that you want to happen. So you can start being the person that you've been waiting on. What is that one thing that you could change, guys? If you're running, write it down while you're running. Write it down anywhere you can. And then after that, you put it to work. Because without work, everything's dead. Let me say that again. Without work, everything dies off. Food, economy, love, relationship. So work is where it's at, guys. How are you going to put this into action for the change that you desire so much? I would hope that you would die for change. You know why? Because imagine if you stayed the same every single day and you didn't become better and you stay the same person you are in 2018 and then you didn't grow your bank account. If you didn't grow, that means your bank account didn't grow. And if your bank account doesn't grow, that means your family doesn't. You can't create a bigger family if you want to create a bigger family. You can't live in a better house. You can't pay off that debt. You can't be able to help your parents. You can't be able to help people. You can't do all those things because of one thing. So what is that one thing that you know that you could change? Write it down and then focus. Follow one course until success. I know it's going to take time. I know it's going to take time to make it happen. But you know what? We have time. You have time. Make the change today. So you're not living the same day for the next 40 to 50 years, and you can start really creating a life rather than enduring your life. Guys, it is an honor. It is a blessing to be here sharing my thoughts with you guys and for you guys to be listening. I appreciate you so much. Thank you guys so much. Let's make it happen. Project Life listeners, thank you guys so much for tuning in. It would mean the world to me if you guys shared this podcast with somebody that you know, somebody who might need to hear this. That right there is everything to me. And subscribe to the podcast because I'm going to be pushing out 3 podcasts a week. And I want you guys to be tuned in to what's going to be happening. Subscribe to the podcast. Also, if you go to my website, philsmoke.com, philsmoak.com, I would love for you to email me your biggest struggle and see if I can help you out. Schedule one of those coaching calls on my website. It's the second box in. You can schedule the coaching call and I'll be able to help you guys out. And if you want to follow me on Facebook, it's Philip Smoke. If you want to follow me on IG, it's at Phil Smoke. Same thing for Twitter, Phil Smoke, PhilSmoak. I appreciate you guys. Share the podcast. Let's build our lives the biggest project out there today. Let's go.